This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is making another prediction about when Islamic State fighters will lose the last of their territory in Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
I brought this out for you.
As reporters stood near Marine One, the president showed maps of what he said was territory the militants held the night he was elected, and then as of this morning, on the first one.
Everything red is ISIS.
And then the second.
There is no red. In fact, there's actually a tiny spot which will be gone by tonight.
He previously said the militants were defeated, but sleeper cells remain. The president says the U.S. will keep 400 troops in Syria indefinitely. Sagar Magani, Washington.
During a briefing with reporters Wednesday, President Trump explained that a trade deal with China doesn't guarantee tariffs being lifted. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has more.
The work towards reaching a trade deal with China is coming along nicely, according to Trump. But he says even if an agreement is reached, tariffs imposed by Washington are likely to remain until U.S. officials are convinced the Chinese are adhering to the terms of any agreement.
We're taking in billions of dollars right now in tariff money, and for a period of time that will stay.
The president says the Chinese have had a lot of problems living up to some previous deals. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Turkey is heralding as groundbreaking a joint military operation with Iran against Kurdish rebel groups. Turkish-Iranian relations have markedly improved to the concern of Turkey's Western allies. Coordinated and concurrent military strikes against terror groups were carried out along the borders of the two countries, according to a statement by the Iranian Interior Ministry, released Wednesday and reported by Turkish media. The announcement came 2 days after Iran, through military sources quoted by the Fars news agency, denied any involvement. This is VOA News. The Pentagon's Office of Inspector General has launched an investigation into allegations that Acting Secretary of Defense Pat Shanahan violated ethics rules by promoting his former employer, Boeing, while serving in the Trump administration. But aviation analyst Richard Albalafia with the Teal Group says that even though Acting Defense Secretary Shanahan was a Boeing executive, there's no reason to think he's wrongly using his influence to help his former company.
There's inevitably going to be suspicion when you have a high-ranking executive, former executive, in the administration, but there's absolutely nothing about his career or his person that I would think would be called into question in a serious way.
The watch group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington filed an ethics complaint last week claiming that Shanahan had appeared to promote Boeing and disparage former competitors such as Lockheed Martin in his statements. Crisis teams have started arriving in cyclone-hit Mozambique, and nations are pledging humanitarian aid. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
India says the ships changed course after a request from Mozambique's government and are providing humanitarian assistance that includes the evacuation of people stranded by rising floodwaters. Indian teams are expected also to set up medical camps and provide food and other badly needed supplies. Meanwhile, other nations are pledging aid. Too. Nearly $5 million is expected from the United Arab Emirates. And the chairman of the African Union Commission says the continental body will provide $350,000 in immediate support to the countries affected by the devastating cyclone. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in Afghanistan have delayed the country's presidential polls for a second time, setting September 28th as the new date for the ballot. They also announced Wednesday that provincial council elections in all 34 Afghan provinces also will be held on the same date. The Independent Election Commission, or IEC, said recent amendments in election laws and the pending resolution of numerous problems and challenges facing the voting system prompted it to push back those polls. An American woman has filed a lawsuit against Harvard University, accusing the prestigious institution of shamelessly profiting from photos of her ancestors who were slaves in the 19th century. Tamara Lanier of Connecticut is suing the Ivy League school for wrongful seizure, possession, and expropriation of images of her great-great-grandfather Renty and his daughter Delia. She wants Harvard to hand the images over to her family and pay an unspecified amount in damages. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.